tackling tough topics to help you think reasonably about life's most important issues. This is Thinker Sensitive. Welcome to another episode of Thinker Sensitive. My name is Ryan Ragazine, and I am your writer, director, and producer. So, imagine if you were hanging out at a bar, enjoying some cocktails with your friends. At the table next to you, you overhear an argument between a presumed carnivore and vegetarian. The carnivore yells out, "You have to be a total idiot for thinking that eating meat is wrong." In reply, the vegetarian stands up and before walking out yells back, "And you have to be a heartless, animal-hating murderer to eat meat." Now, other than feeling really awkward, if you were in this situation, you may have some questions floating around through your head. Like, is it possible to be friends, even really good friends, with someone who I disagree with on matters of great importance? Is there a right way and a wrong way to disagree with someone? Is it possible to speak of an ethic of disagreement? These are the tough questions that we are tackling today on Thinker Sensitive. But before we dig in, I have a quick note. I'm assuming that disagreement, even on important matters, is unavoidable. I mean, let me ask you a question. Have you ever met someone who you agreed with on every single issue or matter of importance? Apart from living a life of complete solitude and seclusion, avoiding disagreement is impossible. That's because we're all unique, we're all different, and there is a value in that diversity. And attempting to avoid all people that you disagree with would be an act of extreme intolerance. So we need to learn how to deal with and handle disagreement, how to properly engage with people in the midst of disagreement. This is vital to the possibility of civil discourse, and it's vital to any good and healthy relationship. I want to create a comparison and contrast between two forms of disagreement: ethical disagreement and unethical disagreement. I was going to use abbreviations for these terms, UD and ED, but ED has a certain connotation. I define ethical disagreement as thoughtful and civil, and I define unethical disagreement as unthoughtful and uncivil. So let's take a look at unethical disagreement. It is, first and foremost, unthoughtful, which of course relates to our thinking, the way that we think. So unethical disagreement oftentimes involves surface-level thinking, knee-jerk reactions, shallowness, uncritical and uncharitable thinking, hypocritical, inconsistent, and contradictory thinking as well. But unethical disagreement is also uncivil. And thinking about uncivil, I'm thinking in terms of speech, the way we communicate, both in terms of what we say and how we say things. So unethical disagreement entails sharp and biting communication, ridiculing, mocking, scoffing, antagonistic and hostile speech, inconsiderate, rude, and mean-spirited communication, hateful speech. Lack of thoughtfulness and lack of civility is a recipe for unethical disagreement. Let me give a personal example. As a Christian, I will never have an issue with thoughtful and civil disagreement on the nature and identity of Jesus Christ. But I might get a little upset if you compare my Christ to a unicorn, or the tooth fairy, or Santa Claus. I mean, I'm not going to call for you to be canceled or banned, but I'm not going to be a fan of the comparison being made. So what's the reason behind unethical disagreements? Why do we disagree with others in an unethical manner? I think the first thing that comes to mind is I might lack a well-reasoned argument, so I have to resort to ridicule or mockery instead. The second thing that comes to mind is I might lack maturity and character. I say inconsiderate and rude things because I'm an inconsiderate and rude person. The third reason might be that I simply mimic what I see around me. This is how I see people interact. This is how I see people engage all around me, you know, in my family, in friend groups, in society at large. This is how everybody else is acting. So it's the way I act. The last thing might be that I sincerely don't know how to engage thoughtfully and civilly with opinions I disagree with. I think so much of this comes down to what's called the golden rule. I think dealing with disagreements well really revolves around this classical ethical imperative, which essentially says to treat others the way that you want to be treated, the golden rule, right? Within the context of agreement or disagreement, we might put it like this: engage with others the way that you want to be engaged with. Disagree with others the way that you would want them to disagree with you. I think if I strive to follow the golden rule in my life, if I seek to follow this maxim, I will most likely avoid poor engagement with alternative views and divergent opinions. This directly relates, of course, to civil discourse and to good and healthy relationships with others. Unethical disagreement obstructs constructive conversation and dialogue, while ethical disagreement enables people to talk through and work through differences in a constructive manner, in a fruitful manner. Unethical disagreement prevents a relationship from either ever forming or severely strains a relationship over time. Ethical disagreement enables a relationship to form, and it allows it to grow and to mature. You know, if someone is disagreeing with you in an unethical manner on a consistent basis, it's going to put a strain on the relationship. It's going to chip away at the relationship over time, just naturally. I want to add some qualifiers and some nuance at this point. There is something to be said about the importance of thick skin. Just as a lack of thoughtfulness and civility is a problem in our society, oversensitivity is also a problem. Another qualifier and piece of nuance that I wanted to add here is the importance of context. Context matters. So, for example, the setting matters. Is this disagreement taking place in a formal setting or an informal setting? Is it taking place with friends or with people that we don't know? Are people just being silly? Are they just being goofy? Are they just joking around? Or are people really being serious and really trying to make a point? Another context detail to consider would be the depth of friendship or the level of relationship. I think there are times when You know, we can say things to a friend that maybe we shouldn't say to somebody who isn't our friend. I think that we can critique friends and say some hard truths to close friends that we probably shouldn't say to other people in our lives. I also think that we can joke about certain things with friends that we probably shouldn't joke about with acquaintances. Another context detail to consider would be a person's heart, their character, and their intent. More important than mere words is the condition of a person's heart and the status of a person's character. Sometimes a person might seem like they're being unthoughtful and uncivil, but that wasn't actually their intent. Another thing to consider is one's personal situation. Is the person burnt out? Is the person sleep deprived? Is the person going through a difficult circumstance? I think when we go through tough times, we're much more susceptible to being unthoughtful and uncivil. And so considering a person's situation, I think, is important. The last context detail to look at would be history and consistency, the history of a person. How do they act consistently, day after day? Who have they proven to be in their history? I think there's a lot of grace needed when someone says something that's totally out of character or not in line with that person's history. There's need for grace in those moments. When I reflect on this topic and apply it to my own life, the only thing I can really say is I've been there, done that. There have been many times in my life when I needed thicker skin. There have been many times in my life when I've tried to engage with people during a season of burnout and sleep deprivation. And that usually hasn't ended well. Because I'm a passive and non-confrontational person, but also because I have a really high pain tolerance, I've had a tendency in my life to allow little annoyances and subtle injustices to build up over time. Then when the moment's just right, when I'm burnt out or sleep deprived or on edge for some reason, I'll snap or lash out. And this is something I've had to learn about myself over time, and something I've had to be intentional about working on. So let's talk about the possibility of civility and friendship amidst profound disagreement. Is it possible? Yes, I think it's possible, but it's not easy. Here are some practical guidelines and practical tips for having civil conversations and being able to maintain friendships amidst profound disagreement and divergence. The first tip would be that disagreement must be ethical rather than unethical. The second tip is that there needs to be a clear distinction between attacking a person and attacking an argument. The third tip is that there needs to be a clear distinction between disliking or even hating an opinion versus disliking and hating the person holding the opinion. The fourth guideline would be that base respect and value for the individual is a necessity, value of their mind, value of their character. The fifth tip would be that true tolerance, tolerance in the midst of difference, tolerance in the midst of divergent opinions, tolerance that runs both ways, is a necessity. The sixth guideline is that reciprocation is a must. All of these things need to be reciprocated. They need to be practiced by both parties. And the last tip is that shared character is very important. You can have radical difference in ideas, But if you don't have shared character, a friendship is going to be very difficult. It's going to be really challenging. See, if both parties do these things, then both parties have character. And it's actually their character that allows them to do these things. But if one person has high character and the other does not, then there'll be a lack of reciprocation of these different principles, which will invariably chip away at the friendship over time, profoundly straining the relationship. Friendships work when there's reciprocation. Not perfect reciprocation, because there are no perfect relationships. But friendships work when there is base reciprocation. A one-sided relationship is not a friendship. With that said, grace is always needed. Mercy is always needed. We all make mistakes. We all screw up. We all mess up within the context of our relationships, of our friendships. We say things that we shouldn't say. We hurt people that we care about and that we love. And so grace is always needed. A friendship isn't really possible without grace, without forgiveness, without the desire for reconciliation. All in all, this is the way that Thinker Sensitive strives to engage in civil discourse: through ethical rather than unethical disagreement. And you can hold us to that. As always, thanks for listening. This episode, and all episodes of Thinker Sensitive, are available at thinkersensitive.com, iTunes, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content and wish to donate to help us grow our online community of thinkers, please visit thinkersensitive.com.